Well, one of the strongest fields ever assembled will contest the 2016 Liquid Molly Bathurst 12-hour race at the iconic Mount Panorama at the start of February. 40 entries, including some of Australia's and the world's best drivers, will be hooning around the Mount Panorama circuit. And one of those great drivers is new Erebus signing Dave Reynolds. He joins us on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Dave.
Hey, Tony. How you going?
Mate, I'm fantastic. How's the off-season been to you?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. I've done nothing, which is kind of good, but I'm just getting back into training and I'm found out I'm pretty unfit at the minute.
How long will it take you to get fit?
Honestly, I don't know. I've got a bit of a drama with my foot at the minute. I've got like a dead bone in my foot, so I'm trying to manage that. So it's making life a bit difficult, but I'll be right in a few weeks, I reckon. Mate, get back into it.
You've got to, I mean, we all know what fitness is it takes to drive around Mount Panorama and Bathurst in a V8 supercar. I'm assuming there's not much difference in jumping into a GT car.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've driven a GT car, but, yeah, you know, had a looking forward to the Bathurst 12-hour, you know, awesome cars, great drivers. And I'm driving a Mercedes FLS with my new team, Erebus, and it's sponsored by Penrite, so, you know, they've jumped from the V8 to the GT car, which is awesome for them. And yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it.
For the people out there, including myself, who haven't had the chance to drive around Bathurst and Mount Panorama at amazing speeds of over 200 kilometres an hour, what is the difference between doing it in a V8 supercar and doing it in a GT Mercedes SLS?
Well, actually, I haven't driven the SLS yet, but I've raced Porsches there, which are quite similar, but yeah, like the V8 just—it's got a lot of power, like a lot of straight line speed, but not a lot of grip. So, it like corner grip I'm talking about. So it makes it overall quite a difficult, you know, lap. Where the GT car's got, you know, really good tyres on it. So you know the mid corners, yeah, a bit of downforce, a bit more downforce. So, you know, by all accounts, it should be a bit more. It should be easier than the V8 and a bit more armchair ride, they say. But you know, it's a 12-hour race. It's a long race, so. No, it won't be that easy for anyone.
No, mate, you're used to driving around, as we said, Mount Panorama in a V8 supercar where there's fields of 24, 26 cars. I think we're talking up to 40 cars heading around Bathurst for the 12-hour. And you're starting in darkness and you're finishing sort of in about the same conditions. It's going to be tough.
I love it. I've done a 12-hour race in Sepang before, and there was about 85, 90 cars, I think, on the grid.
Jeez.
And it was, you know, the fastest car was 2 minutes quicker than the slower car. So there was cars out there that you passed like twice a lap. It was ridiculous. It was quite funny, actually.
One of 14 V8 supercar drivers to have secured a drive in the race. Is there sort of a little bit of an extra competition going over and above what you guys are doing on the track? Is there sort of your own little V8 supercar driver competition?
Oh, probably, but I don't really buy into much of that. But, you know, I'm just trying to do the best job for my team, and hopefully we were in the race.
Tell us about your team. You've just moved to Erebus, a big move from, of course, ProDrive.
So last year I was with the Bodlo car and at ProDrive Racing, and this year I've jumped ship to the Penrite Oils Holden, which has just been announced yesterday. So yeah, everyone's really looking forward to it down at the factory, and it's kind of a fresh start for them. And we've moved they've moved camps as well. You know, they originally were from the Gold Coast and they've packed up everything and come down to Melbourne.
Which I believe is a real bummer for you, because I think you were actually looking forward to spending some time on the Gold Coast, weren't you?
Well, I probably would have moved, but, you know, my girlfriend wasn't really keen on it, so I don't know what I had to do there.
Yeah, no, you probably would have stayed in Melbourne. Then you've got to do what the missus says, mate. Don't worry about that. You'll learn that soon enough. In regards to, you mentioned there that Erebus have moved from the Mercedes to the Holden for season 2016. Was that something that you were aware of before you actually signed the contract that was going to take place, or did you think you would be driving Mercedes this year?
To be honest, not at all. I thought I'd be driving Mercedes this year, and then, you know, when I signed the deal, a few weeks later, they actually spoke about it, and I thought, you know, this could be a fantastic thing. And you know, it all came about just before Christmas, and you know, it was announced yesterday. So yeah, you know, so I've had quite a good off season. Looking forward to, you know, 2016.
Well, you had a fantastic 2015 as well. At one stage there, with a couple of rounds to go, you were third in the championship, only by a couple of points, and then some Very interesting driving by Shane van Gisbergen, knocking you out of the championship at Phillip Island, which made it pretty tough for you from that point on. One would think that you, once again you are a serious contender for the 2016 championship. Do you believe your efforts in that regard will be enhanced for the fact that you're driving a Holden more so than the a Mercedes that Erebus have been putting up for the last couple of years?
Well, I believe so. You know, there was a much better step for the whole team as hopefully for results, and you know, I've just got to try and steer the ship to do the job on the weekend. But you know, it's a funny old sport, motorsport. You know, it always goes around. Off last year, 2014 was a really bad year for, you know, pro drive. You know, we didn't have many results, and then they changed the aero package only on the car in the FGX in 2015, and you know, the results just flooded throughout the team, and everyone was really happy. So you know, hopefully we can get this car and, you know, make little adjustments to it, and hopefully we can punch up the front somewhere.
The car that you'll be driving will be built by Wilkinshaw Racing, and then you guys will be preparing it for race day?
Yes, I believe so.
So Wilkinshaw have had a bit of experience in doing this sort of stuff, so you're not getting a hack of a car?
Yeah, no. And I've driven for that team before. That's where I started my V8 career, so you know, I've got good ties with them already. So you know, I'm looking forward to jumping back in the red side.
Exactly, mate. And it doesn't, as we said, you've got Bathurst at the start of February, and then you've got 4 weeks away, and then you've got sort of another endurance race to an extent with the Clipsal 500 being raced, which we always know is raced in really tough conditions over there in Adelaide with heat and the like.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully I'm fit enough.
That's what, I was getting back to that.
The minute.
You shouldn't be talking to me. You should be out there doing some running or something, I reckon.
Oh, I'm in the build-up phase, Tony. Doing a little bit every day, and then next week I'll gradually build it up over the next month, and hopefully I should be fit at the end of the month, or, you know, halfway through next month.
I think, mate, it's one of the biggest things I think that V8 Supercar fans love about the competition at the moment is that there's a genuine opportunity now. It wasn't for a couple of years with Wing Cup winning everything and Lowndes also being around there as well, and that 888 team sort of dominating all the time. But from what we've seen in the last couple of years, we've had all the manufacturers win a race. We've had Ford show their hand last year and get up there and win the championship with Frosty. There is genuine competition, and everyone is looking at 2016 with so much anticipation as to what the season might produce.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's such a great series. I'm very lucky to be a part of it. But yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. Like, you know, every time you hit the track, you don't really know who's going to be on pole or who's going to win the race as such. It's always a bit of a lucky dip or a bit of a lottery. And, you know, it's down to the team who can work together, sort their car out the best and make the best changes and decisions throughout the weekend to make the most speed out of it. So, you know, there's the reason why there's so many, different winners as such is because there's so many variables involved, you know. We work with, it's not really a sport, it's more of a science. You know, we work with, you know, so many different mass channels, numbers throughout the week and weekend to try and make our car the fastest, which makes the most grip. So it's really down to, you know, the team, the engineer, the driver all working together to try and make the best package.
Mate, a final one for you. Your new owner, of course, is Bloody Clemenko, and she's a bit out there as well, herself, as a lot of people know. You probably are also. Is there an amazing connection between you two guys?
Yeah, you know, I've always got along with Betty. She's a little bit different like myself. And, I've always, in a weird way, in a weird, wonderful world, I always thought I'd end up driving for her at some point in my life. So, you know, you come around a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah. Having said that, though, I mean, and with all seriousness, 2015 was a tough one for you in regard to the fact that you copped a couple of sanctions, especially, you know, the comments made at Bathurst about the women's car. Have you learnt much from 2015 in regards to the way you're going to handle things in the future?
Yeah, you know, a zebra can't change its stripes, my friend. But yep. I'm always going to be myself and try and push the envelope as much as I can. And I enjoy that bit. Because I think it's, you know, quite good for the sport. You know, people really like align themselves with me, because I just see myself as a completely normal person, just going racing on the weekend and speaking about it, and always trying to make a joke about it or do something silly. So, you know, to try and encourage more people into the sport and make it a bit of a spectacle. That's what I'm trying to do. But you know, every year goes on, I always think I learn some stuff, but I rarely ever do, to be honest.
Mate, and that's good to hear. We want to see personality in the sport, and you're one of the biggest in the sport, man, in regards to personality, mate. Thanks.
People have been telling me I should have played cricket. It would have cost me less.
It probably would have too. I'm just not sure whether you would have been in the team for as long as you would have liked.
No.
I would think you would have been down the Shane Warne mould.
Warne's a legend.
He is a legend too. And so are you, buddy. Thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it. And good luck up on the mountain in the 12-hour in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Tony.
Good on you, mate. Dave Reynolds joining us here, now driving for Erebus Motorsport, jumping into a Holden. They've dumped the Mercedes into the Holden, and of course you'll be driving a Mercedes, though, for the Bathurst Liquid Moly 12-hour, which kicks off on the weekend of the 5th to the 7th.